So what happened next, and what's her current situation?
There are two tracks for her. So after that, when we move on to third line treatment, we give her carboplatin and the nab-paclitaxel. Starting in April 2017, she had a good response, and then she had severe allergic reaction to carbo in that unusual development in the middle. So we aborted carbo. She has been on single agent nab-paclitaxel since that time. So one of the reasons I was asking Lyra about this is she has been on single agent, well, combo and then single agent treatment on this line for about a year, actually longer than a year now. So that's unusual to me to have not progressed at this point. So my question was, could be she's actually riding out immune therapy effect, even though she got only two doses of pembro. You know, a lot of these benefits she's enjoying was completely controlled. Systemic disease outside her brain is coming from pembro. Maybe I should stop her nab-paclitaxel because she's starting to have neuropathies affecting her quality of life. That's one part of her disease. The other part is separated is her CNS disease. She has three meds at the beginning. You know, I know immune therapy does not have as consistent a response in the CNS. So her CNS disease has been slowly progressing. We have been getting away with about every 4 to 6 months, she will have a new med that's slowly enlarging above a centimeter. We'll do SRS again. She had at least three more SRS treatment. Actually, during the clinic visit today, on her brain MRI, she has one more lesion that's going to be treated with SRS. So these two separate parts of her disease seem to be falling to separate courses.
So, Lyra, first, any thoughts about what's going on here and the possibility that somehow there's a delayed benefit from the immune therapy and also kind of where you see things heading with these brain mets?
So, yeah, it's hard to know. She's been on nab-paclitaxel for almost 2 years. And so we were talking about, I have a couple of patients and one that came to mind in clinic who got nivolumab in the second line, and at about 6 months looks like she was progressing. So I gave her docetaxel, and after about 8 or 9 months, she said, I'm tired of docetaxel. I have neuropathy and I just want a break. And she's been on a break now for 18 months.
Wow.
And she's had no progression. And I think that she probably was responding to the checkpoint inhibitor or had pseudo progression, although we don't use that a lot. And maybe she never needed to get the docetaxel. And this is a little harder because everything below the CNS is controlled. And Sarah Goldberg's data and some of the other series that have come out with the CNS suggest that the response in the CNS is pretty similar to what you see systemically. Sarah had that study in patients with untreated brain mets who got pembro and showing around a 30% response, which is what she was seeing systemically in those patients. What's interesting about this patient is that she doesn't have new brain mets. From what I understand, it's brain mets that have been present and they're growing. And so is it because the checkpoint inhibitor did work from below? And so we even talked to this patient that the nab-paclitaxel is not going to stop further progression in her brain. And that she asked, yeah, and if she could get a checkpoint inhibitor again, and she said, absolutely not. We don't want to be doing CPR on you because of what happened. You had a severe toxicity. But if she held her nab-paclitaxel, she may continue to have occasional CNS progression, but continue to maintain her systemic response, and that observation would not be unreasonable because neuropathy, again, becomes that quality of life issue.
Wow, really interesting.